And that is a feat few of us may truly appreciate. It can be difficult at times to see our self-sufficiency, our abundance, because of the fears power sows in us. In the Democracy Now! Discussion of Prince I mentioned, one of the pundits recalled being terrified by Prince, a word choice I appreciated because it allowed us to see the state's sown seeds in him, and therefore power's fear and hatred of Prince. He was upsetting the children, I'm certain, was their rationale for attacking him. That, joined with the fact that he united us, like Bruce Lee, by the way, across the false divisions power sows. The word terrified suggests that the guest, perhaps unconsciously, suspected that Prince would be punished. Alice Miller explains this anxiety that disobedience arouses in children trained to be obedient, that is, trained to suppress and sacrifice their spontaneous feelings and identify with power, with the state. Quote, the children were almost completely unable to express anger and aggression towards adults. Their stories and games, on the other hand, were full of aggression and brutality. The children were almost never able to express their anxieties verbally, yet they harbored intense feelings of rage and a strong desire for revenge, which, however, were accompanied by a great fear of what might happen if these impulses should erupt. And that was discussed in our show of January 3rd, 2016. Because as a pseudo society, these key issues to do with the suppression of our humanness are yet to be addressed societally or pseudo-societally. We have few resources, internal or collective, for addressing successfully the state's abuse of us. And the pace at which the global U.S. state, which is a shadow state, is rolling out an overt fascistic reality. And this is global. We listened before this show to the former finance minister of Greece describe exactly this happening across Europe. It always happens globally. The same thing in the 30s. That's the point. It is a global system of class. That's how they realize Plato's vision and why Plato thought it would only be utopian. So they have very consciously been making this a global system. We understood this, I believe, in the early 20th century. And the wars of annihilation of our consciousness has held it back, has forced us to continuously rediscover, relearn what we knew before it was destroyed, that our movement must be global. The pace at which they are imposing a fascistic reality and attempting to force us, and this includes the elected representatives, they too must be puppets. And so, I mean, it may help to just say, we got a fascist state. We cannot fade. We must step up if we want a free future for ourselves and our children. We have to simply face that reality. The pace at which the global U.S. state is attempting to force us to accept it, its vested domination of the existing global totalitarian order, quote unquote, makes addressing this fear in our resistance a number one priority. Two recent articles in local community weeklies illustrate this. One used the word terror, the other fear. Quote from the first one, last weekend, as I sat sipping mimosas with a dozen or so fellow sex workers, someone raised their voice above the friendly din of chit-chat with breaking news. A sex worker in South Carolina had just been arrested on 21 counts of prostitution based on nothing more than her escort ad. The mood shifted from warm Sunday brunch vibes to tense terror as our peer relayed the chilling details. No setup, no sting. The cops just tracked her IP address, searched her home, and arrested her. The only evidence against this woman exists online. So you see the strategy, the tactic that's going on. They do not want us using this technology to convene our global movements, or here within the U.S. to organize our, convene our conventions and our referendum on our right to happiness, to call that question here in the U.S. They want us to fear doing this. Continuing, the past few years has seen a rise in attacks from the federal government on online advertising platforms. These platforms put valuable time and distance between sex workers and their clients. The South Carolina woman is accused of advertising sex for money this winter on Backpage.com, the site for which Visa and MasterCard recently ceased processing adult ad payments. But from everything I've read, the language and photos that incriminated her could have come from the average Tinder profile. Unquote from Susie Q. The article, The Crime of Real Pleasure, in the San Francisco Weekly of April 28, 2016. And then the second illustration, quote, without public hearings or civilian oversight, the Oakland Police Department acquired a powerful social media monitoring tool called Geofedia in 2014 and has used it to conduct surveillance on large public gatherings. And yes, to do this, we will have to convene at points large public gatherings. It is critical that we do not fear to do this. Continuing, possibly including political protests, the Oakland Police Department's acquisition and use of the social media monitoring software out of public view, and we will also need to simply use social, my interjection, social media to convene smaller groupings. And yes, those will be monitored. We cannot fear to do this. We have to use these tools. It's absolutely essential that we not allow ourselves to be kept from our due freedom, kept from our due solidarity with our brothers and sisters who suffer much more than we, out of fear that they're going to read that we want to call the question of our right to happiness or convene global general strikes. We have to get clear that either and both of these things are within our right. And we're talking with Prudhoe. Hopefully I don't shortchange him too much today to get clearer on what those rights are and who bestows them. Continuing with this illustration, they are the police monitoring with this Geofedia tool the conversations in social media, and doing this despite Oakland Police Department is despite the city's having established a permanent privacy commission, which is supposed to conduct oversight of OPD's acquisition of surveillance technologies. I mean, the contempt for us is omnipresent. There's, you know, a million illustrations every day, probably. We need to really get clear that our future is not with the state and devote our energies where they need to be applied that can make a difference for ourselves and our, in terms of acquiring authentic freedom. And then the excerpt, this excerpt concludes. Some worry that police monitoring of social media could have harmful effects on Democracy, yeah, talk to me about that democracy and that free speech. If people, quote, if this is from an attorney, if people worry that law enforcement will be monitoring social media, that will exert pressure for them not to post. And that is from Matt Cagle in this article, who's with the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California. And this is in an article, he's quoted in an article by Ali Winston. Oakland cops quietly acquired surveillance tool in the East Bay Express of April 13, 2016. We must forthrightly confront this fear here in the U.S. and discuss broadly among us that in calling the question of our right to happiness and living in fear, repression, and suppression with zero say in the construction of this antisocial world being erected around us is state-imposed and enforced unhappiness. The right, quote-unquote, of the state, the global shadow state, to impose unhappiness they've assumed as their unchallenged prerogative. It's not happiness, is it? Living in fear results in the state imposing unhappiness as their unchallenged prerogative that it has seized for itself in the absence of our convening our discussions on our inherent right to freedom. It is our right to convene and discuss a future without a state. That is our established, codified right. And as long as we do this in number, as a continuously expanding number, they cannot attempt to stop it except at the cost of the crafted illusion of quote-unquote democracy. And then we have the world to back us.